This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The blitz of ads has already started in the race for U.S. Senate from Georgia. Democrats and Republicans and their outside backers going after each other. A lot of those ads are already aimed directly at your heart or your emotions. But what does the head say when it looks at the facts? Well, let's do that with Jim Tharp. He is the editor of PolitiFact Georgia. That's the nonpartisan fact-checking arm of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and myajc.com. Jim, welcome back.
Good to be here, Dennis.
Let's start with a couple of ads that go directly at the emotions, and one is from a group called Ending Spending. It's on behalf of David Perdue. It goes after Michelle Nunn, and it lifts, actually, a claim from that infamous leaked Michelle Nunn campaign memo about a donation that the Points of Light Foundation made when she was the head of it. But the ad implies that that money kind of went directly to terrorists.
That's right, Dennis. This is an incendiary claim. Their exact claim is Michelle Nunn's foundation directed grants to an Islamic group tied to radical terrorists. Now, we looked at this very carefully. We ended up deciding there's very, very little truth to this. This thing is way off base, and we awarded it a mostly false ruling. This is the scenario. Nunn's foundation, Points of Light, allowed eBay buyers and sellers to choose whether to take part in the program and then designate to any one of 20,000 charities, including something called Islamic Relief USA. Now, that's not considered a terrorist organization by anybody. However, there's an umbrella group that group is connected to called Islamic Relief Worldwide. The USA does not consider that a terrorist group. Israel or some officials in Israel do. And that's where this allegation comes from. Again, they've taken a scintilla of connections here and spun it into something far beyond what it is. We rated it mostly false.
And there were no direct donations from Points of Light. Points of Light was simply saying, here is a group among some 20,000 that donors could pick. And even that group, if I follow you correctly, did not itself have any direct links to what the Israelis were complaining about.
Exactly. I mean, the USA does not consider Islamic Relief Worldwide or Islamic Relief USA to be connected to Hamas. The Israelis, or some Israeli officials, do consider Islamic Relief Worldwide to be.
And Islamic Relief Worldwide did not even appear on the list from Points of Life. It was Islamic Relief USA that did.
That's correct. And her group was not directing the money. It was actually acting as a third party allowing these donations to be made. So it's a real stretch to do what Ending Spending here did and to say that Michelle Nunn's foundation directed grants to this Islamic group. That's way off base. Again, we rate it mostly false.
Let's take a look at an ad that the Nunn campaign is running that, again, goes directly to the heart. This one is fairly new. It features a number of former employees of Pillowtex, big company in North Carolina that David Perdue came in to run once it ran into some major financial troubles. Perdue eventually left. Pillowtex eventually closed down. And these women are saying, look, David Perdue made money and left. This recycles a bit some claims that Jack Kingston made against Perdue during the runoff.
Yeah, that's correct. Some of these claims will come up again and again. And Kingston said specifically that Perdue mismanaged Pillowtex and nearly 8,000 people got laid off. We ruled that mostly false some months ago back in the GOP primary. We found that Pillowtex had laid off hundreds of workers and sought bankruptcy protection before Perdue ever arrived. He was actually brought in to try to correct this situation.
The Nunn ad, however, avoids the mismanagement claim. I'm sure you would like to think, perhaps based on the fact check that you guys did.
Well, we're taking a look at that ad very thoroughly. Those ads or those fact checks on that ad will run Friday and early next week. But we're going to look at the specifics of her ad. Again, Jack Kingston's ad was a little bit different. They're both dealing with the same subject, that Perdue was associated with companies that had massive layoffs.
Now we move to one brought by Ending Spending, again, on behalf of David Perdue. And this one focuses on layoffs from Hands On, the foundation that Michelle Nunn ran, which merged with Points of Light. And she became the chief of Points of Light. And this one talks about layoffs as well. What's the verdict on that one? And again, the implication here is the person that you're attacking made a lot of money while people lost their jobs.
You're right. Both candidates are accusing each other of this. Michelle Nunn's forces are accusing David Perdue of laying off workers. David Perdue's forces are accusing Michelle Nunn of doing the same thing and making a lot of money at the same time. We ruled mostly true on this one. Again, this is ending spending and an attack ad saying that U.S. Senate candidate Michelle Nunn earned as much as $300,000 running a nonprofit that had laid off 90 workers.
Now, Michelle Nunn's forces have come back and said, look, she didn't make anywhere near that kind of money most of the time.
Yeah, Nunn's forces like to point out here that she was running a much larger organization when two groups were merged into Points of Light. They say this was not really a raise. It was an increase in pay for increased responsibilities.
So the verdict on the facts of the ad is mostly true but needs some context?
That's right. We rated it mostly true. It means that it's largely true, but you do need some context to understand it.
Back to the Democrats and their attacks on David Perdue. This one deals with his time as the head of Dollar General, and that is of interest now because, as we speak, Dollar General is in the middle of a battle with another dollar chain for control of yet another dollar chain. So this has a little history here, although David Perdue has long since left Dollar General.
Yeah, we were actually looking at a statement by the Democratic Party of Georgia, and they said this: David Perdue made tens of millions of dollars piling a firm with billions in debt. Now, this is a very, very complicated situation when you look back at his tenure as CEO, but saying that he added debt to Dollar General is just not accurate. It is accurate to say he was CEO during a period when the company's profitability dropped dramatically and created a situation where a new buyer came in and replaced him with a CEO who was able to turn the company around.
But the claim goes way beyond that, doesn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, it overstates what actually happened here. The claim mischaracterizes how leveraged buyouts work, putting the buyer in debt instead of the seller. Perdue also could not act unilaterally to sell the firm, but he needed his board and shareholders to agree.
So to say he single-handedly botched things at Dollar General is a bit of a stretch.
That's a big stretch. Again, there's an element of truth there, but overall, it's false. We rate it mostly false. Again, a shred of truth, but it needs an awful lot of context to be understood.
Turning briefly to the governor's race, here's a statement the Republicans have put out, and it's also showed up in ad form in one way or another, about education. And Jason Carter, the Democratic state senator who is challenging Republican Governor Nathan Deal, and the Republicans are saying, look, Jason Carter is criticizing the governor for not doing enough for education spending, and yet Jason Carter voted for the budgets that the governor and legislative leaders eventually put together.
Yeah, that's correct. They said he did 3 out of 4 times, and they're right on that. Education's a big deal in the state. It's a big deal in the governor's race. This year alone, the cost of K-12 education is $7.9 billion, Dennis. That's 43% or so of the state's $18.3 billion budget. So, one of the biggest issues in the election. And Jason Carter is attacking Nathan Deal on this point, saying this guy has not done enough for education. He's underfunded it. He has not made it a priority. Well, Republicans are coming back, and they're saying, hey, look, you voted for the governor's budget 3 out of 4 years. And in fact, they're correct on that point. We gave that a true.
The context here, though, is that by the time a budget vote takes place, you're voting on the entire budget. It's an up or down vote if you're a lawmaker. So how much choice would any lawmaker, including Jason Carter, have, even if they had quibbles with parts of the budget?
Well, that's a good point. And budget votes up or down can be used against a politician or anybody running for political office like Jason Carter here is in this case, and it is being used against him. This attack comes from John Padgett. He's the state chair of the GOP, and he's saying, hey, look, this is a Democrat accusing us of not doing enough for education, but he's voting for our budget. What's up with that? And it does raise a question in voters' minds, I think.
And so it's literally true, but again,
we rated this one literally true. He did vote for 3 of these education budgets, 3 out of 4.
Jim Tharp is the editor of PolitiFact Georgia, a nonpartisan fact-checking arm of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and MyAJC.com. Jim, thanks so much again for being with us, and I have a feeling we're just starting here.
Dennis, we'll have a lot more fact checks coming before the November election. This is one of the most highly watched races in the country, and we're going to be all over it.
We'll look forward to it. Thanks so much.
Take care, Dennis.